This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Cedarside. Cedarside's original 100% organic insect spray kills bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more, but is completely safe for your home, pets, and family. Go to cedarside.com, use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention you heard it here.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We have lots to talk about on today's edition of the program because, well, we're going to involve you. 888-302-3684 is our number, should you care to call us. And we got lots of stuff to talk about. We follow all the important medical stories each week, and we delve deep and go beyond the dumbed-down headlines that sometimes obscure the real issues. 888-302-3684. We're going to talk about what may be the true cause of obesity worldwide. Think about it. Is it excess food intake, now that we have abundance in many countries that previously were starving? Is it sedentary lifestyle? Well, you might be surprised by the answer. Also, an in-depth look at mammography. Is it time to end routine mammography? A medical expert steps up with a controversial opinion. 888-302-3684. Okay, let's go, because our first story has to do with the effects of junk food. We all know that junk food is bad for us. Junk food has been associated with a multitude of disorders: obesity, heart disease, cancer, inflammatory disorders. And just precisely how is it that junk food causes these problems? It clogs the arteries, right? You know, the fat in the food goes directly in the arteries, and it just, you know, it just forms a blockade in your arteries, and then you get a heart attack or a stroke. Or an alternative theory is that all those excess calories go into fat cells, causing your fat cells to multiply, and that has all kinds of metabolic consequences for your body. Also, the toxic chemicals in junk food, they poison your cells, don't they? Well, all that may be true, but An innovative researcher has come up with a new way that junk foods kill you. According to this researcher, junk food kills bacteria in your intestinal tract that protect against obesity, heart disease, and cancer. How do they ascertain that? Well, an ingenious experiment. Tim Spector, professor of genetic epidemiology at King's College in London, enlisted his 23-year-old genetic student son, Tom, who agreed to be a guinea pig and spend 10 days on a fast food-only diet of McDonald's hamburgers, French fries, chicken nuggets, and Coca-Cola. Okay, he's kind of like a junior Morgan Spurlock undertaking this experiment in the name of science. And what they did is they focused on the bacterial species that inhabited student son Tom's intestinal tract. Now, the human gut contains normally a wide diversity of microbes. And one of the hallmarks of a Western diet is that it reduces microbial diversity, just like pollution and all the ravages that we commit on the environment have reduced the species diversity in the world. You know, you could go way into the Amazon jungle and there's greater species diversity than there is, say, in an abandoned parking lot in Kansas City. Just weeds may grow there. The same is true of the human gut. The human gut, after being ravaged by junk food, has a reduced number of species. According to the research, once on the diet, Tom lost 1,300 species, and his gut was dominated by a group of bacteria called Bacteroidetes. The implication is that the McDonald's diet killed 1,300 of his gut species, and that may have consequences because the gut bacteria have an impact on metabolism. They produce and synthesize vitamins and essential compounds for the body. And changes in gut flora may have an impact on metabolism, increasing the risk for obesity and many diseases, including especially gastrointestinal cancer, perhaps heart disease, stroke, and so on. So according to the lead researcher, Professor Spector said 15,000 years ago, our ancestors regularly ingested around 150 ingredients in a week. There was also a lot of dietary diversity. Most people nowadays consume fewer than 20 separate food types, and many, if not most, are artificially refined. But most processed food products come, depressingly, from just four ingredients. Think about it. Corn, soy, wheat, or meat. And I guess in the case of McDonald's, add a fifth one, which is potatoes for the French fries. Asked about this article, a spokesman for McDonald's said, "We have a wide range of foods available in our restaurants, and McDonald's can be enjoyed as part of a healthy, balanced diet. We have reformulated our ingredients to reduce the amount of salt, fat, and sugar, and we've removed trans fats entirely from our menu." And true as that is, that's just not enough, because we need a dietary diversity. We need to get away from refined foods, foods that are laden with additives, because one of the effects, think about it, is that they damage the delicate balance, the ecology within us. The microbiome increasingly has to do with immunity, metabolism, and a wide variety of vital health parameters. So don't destroy your gut bacteria with junk food. That's the message of this recent study. All right, let's talk to Glenn from Iowa. How are you doing, Glenn?
Pretty good, doctor. I got a question about my mom. Last Sunday, her pulse rate shot up to about 170.
How old is your mom?
86.
Okay. Well, yeah, sometimes, you know, the people 86, their cardiovascular systems are a little rickety, and things speed up, they slow down.
Yeah, and this happened 2.5 years ago also, and they went to the hospital, and they had to do two or three different procedures to get it back in normalcy.
Right.
But now, after this, this is 5 days, 6 days later, you know, her upper legs are sore, you know, painful. I suppose it's a circulation derivative of, but it's like, when it goes up like that to 170, isn't that like just beating up the body? And
well, yeah, it is, but, you know, it's sometimes a response to something going on, like an infection or pain. That will change the pulse rate, you know, unless there's something wrong specifically with the conduction system in her heart or the pacemaker in her heart. You know, two things happen as you get older. Your heart can speed up, and then the way to slow it down is with medications that are like beta blockers that slow the heart rate, but also natural things like magnesium and fish oil. The other thing is that the heart sometimes slows down, and when it slows down under a certain rate, it's not pumping fast enough to get the blood to your vital organs, and then you have to use a pacemaker. So, you know, we sometimes refer to this condition where it's, you know, too fast, too slow. It's sort of like the Goldilocks story, you know, too hot, too cold,
yeah,
or just right. We call this sick sinus syndrome. So, you know, she needs to be seen, obviously, by a cardiologist and, you know, figure out, is there something wrong with her heart, or is it a response to something in her body? And it's unclear. You know, sometimes things are a little unstable, shall we say, in folk, octogenarians.
She's on a slight blood pressure medicine and also an irregular heart rhythm.
Right. So this is complicated. You know, I'd have to, you know, see the records. I, you know, this is the kind of thing that I would have to evaluate in depth to see if there's, you know, some cause that's elusive. But hey, you know, geriatric medicine is really challenging because older patients do strange things, and you know, the cause is sometimes hard to determine. Thanks for your call. Thanks for listening out there in Iowa. How are you listening to us via the radio station out there? What's the affiliate?
Shenandoah.
Shenandoah. Okay, great. Thanks very much for listening. And keep up, keep following us out there in Iowa. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684. And when we return, we're going to talk about mammography. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For years, you've relied on me to tell you about the latest and most effective natural products on the market. Leading the organic pest control industry, Cedarside has been creating natural solutions to insect infestations for nearly 20 years. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The only pest control you'll ever need. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go online to Cedarside.com or call now, 800-842-1464. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Cedarside.com has the safe and effective pest control products you need for your family, pets, home, and yard.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. And I hope that you subscribe to our newsletter at drhoffman.com, because we've got a great series going of the five victories that we've experienced in the field of natural health. But this week I point out the five battles that are yet to be won. So very popular post, lots of people looking at it. And you can get content like this by subscribing to our newsletter at drhoffman.com. Please do so. All right, this is really serious stuff, very controversial. Are you ready? Can you handle the truth about mammograms? And, you know, mammograms are a very hotly contested area, because I was sitting next to a breast radiologist, a woman doctor, very successful, at a holiday dinner a little while ago. And, I tried to chat her up about recommendations for mammography. She's all for them. But, you know, frankly, there's a bit of a conflict of interest there, because that's her livelihood. She's all for the latest imaging techniques, frequent mammograms. So here's a different opinion from a very prestigious doctor, Dr. Eric Topol of the Cleveland Clinic. In fact, he was a candidate for Surgeon General of the United States. I can see after delivering iconoclastic opinions like this that they may have passed him over, because he speaks his mind. He often attacks the pharmaceutical industry. By the way, not a fan of natural medicine or vitamins either. So this is not a holistic doctor or an integrative physician by any means. But what he says here is that the medical community prides itself on evidence to drive important decision making. But when the evidence is contrary to entrenched medical practice, it has a hard time coming to terms. You know, like Fiddler on the Roof. Tradition, you know, it's like we keep doing things because we've been doing them. And such is the case for mammography recommendations. He points out that if mammography were a drug, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration would never approve it. And in fact, last year, the Swiss Medical Board, you know, not a primitive country, right? Switzerland, not a poor country. After reviewing all of the data, the Swiss Medical Board recommended abolishing mammography. Isn't that incredible? And last week, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force issued new draft recommendations that state that there's no support for routine screening in women younger than 50 or older than 74. So that recommendation already is, you know, if you're 40 and you're getting routine screening, well, you know, not a lot of scientific basis for that. Over 74, not a lot of scientific basis for that. But Topol even challenges that. He says there's never been a large study of mammography done every 2 years, which is what the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends. By the way, a lot of women getting unnecessary annual mammograms, even after normal, you know, series of normal mammograms. That means that in their lifetime, they're going to get, 30 or 40 more mammograms unnecessarily. So what he says, and these statistics are mind-blowing. For every 10,000 women in their 50s who are screened annually for a decade, there are only five whose breast cancer deaths are prevented. So five out of 10,000. Now, you might say, well, it's worth it because preventing death, that's vital. But the price we pay is that there are over 6,100 women who have false positive tests that lead to additional imaging and unnecessary biopsy procedures and a lot of worry and stress and expense. That's a 60% false positive rate. And that indicates the test is very poor with respect to accuracy. And in addition, there's the problem that these biopsies, three experts only agree about the presence of cancer 75% of the time. Overdiagnosis of biopsies occurs to 20 to 30% of women who have abnormal mammography result. We spend $4 billion a year on false positive mammograms. The annual cost of mammography, nearly $10 billion. We made it a political football because, well, you know, poor women don't get mammograms. We need every woman to be able to get a mammogram. It's part now of Obamacare's. You have a right to a mammogram, but it's a problem. So what does that lead us to? Diagnostic nihilism? Are we helpless to predict breast cancer? Topol says there's a better path forward, and that's through genetic testing. He believes in the BRCA1 gene test to select women who are at high risk. Then they should be screened more carefully for breast cancer. He says that for 1 year of mammography costs in the United States, we could perform genetic testing for 56 million women, virtually test the entire population of women at risk to see if they have mutations that put them at risk for breast cancer. Of course, a high percentage of women get breast cancer without these mutations, but I think that we should spend more money, our precious resources, on the effects of diet, exercise, environmental chemicals, medications like birth control pills, looking at the effects of sleep, and also looking at the potential benefits of supplements for turning the tide on our epidemic of breast cancer. This screening thing is just not working out well. It's a real dilemma. We need better tests, and we're subjecting women to unnecessary worry, expense, and biopsies. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotics provide proper intestinal balance, which goes way beyond optimizing digestion. It has a profound impact on virtually every system of the body. I'm an early adopter of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. I personally take them every day, and I've been recommending them to my patients for over 10 years. I've long extolled the benefits of probiotics. A frequent focus of my health programs and wellness articles is the importance of the gut to overall health. I believe in Dr. O'Hara's because they combine a wide spectrum of beneficial bacteria with prebiotics that help the good bacteria establish a foothold in your GI tract. They're easy to take, well-tolerated, and convenient. They don't need refrigeration. Dr. O'Hara takes the centuries-long Japanese tradition of creating expert probiotic foods to the next level. They're the next generation of probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California for maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Should you care to call us, 888-302-3684 is our number for questions about medicine and nutrition and natural treatments. Okay, no question that the world as a whole is growing progressively more obese. We have statistics not just from the United States, but from across the globe that suggests that in countries previously impoverished, like China, India, a growing percentage of the populace is succumbing to the effects of Western lifestyle. And they're becoming fat, and they're becoming prey to all the diseases of Western civilization. And so what are the causes? Well, obviously overabundance of food and a high-calorie diet, too many carbohydrates, a sedentary lifestyle. Well, all those are in play, but think again, because a new study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences fingers an unlikely cause of the weight gain that people are experiencing worldwide. And it is prolonged exposure to artificial light. Now, how profound this is that they say that prolonged exposure to artificial light, that is indoor lighting, may be a better predictor of weight gain than diet. They say that weight gain may be increasingly common in today's fast-paced global economy because prolonged artificial light exposure actually inhibits the fat-burning processes that normally occur during darkness. Okay, lying down in a dark room and being totally motionless, or maybe toss and turn a little bit, but that may be an efficient way to burn fat. Once you turn the lights on, that may inhibit the fat-burning mechanisms of the body. Okay, research has found that mice fed a low-calorie diet but exposed to artificial lighting for prolonged periods of time actually gained more weight than mice fed a diet that was high in calories, paradoxically. So the high-cal diet accompanied by less light led to net weight maintenance, but light deprivation caused weight gain. So what's the key? The key is something called bat fat. Bat fat is present in bats. It's present in rodents. Until recently, it wasn't thought to be present in humans, but it is. It's called brown adipose tissue. It's a fat that literally is brown because it's very vascular. It's got a lot of blood vessels, in contrast to the kind of yellowish gunk that pads your abdominal fat pad. That is what's called yellow fat. It's a fat storage depot. But brown adipose tissue is actually a fat-burning organ. And so researchers exposed mice to artificial light for 12, 16, or 24 hours per day for 5 weeks. The mice exposed to artificial light for 24 hours compared with 12 hours had significantly higher fat composition in their bodies despite consuming the same diet. And the bat activity, the brown adipose tissue activity, was decreased by light exposure, turned off the bat fat. The longer the light shined, the fewer calories the mice burned. And so of interest is that researchers are now looking at ways to increase bat activity, brown adipose tissue activity in mice and humans, by developing drugs that act on the body's, quote, central biological clock, an area of the brain known as the suprachiasmatic nuclei. Well, one way to get bat fat is to expose yourself to cold, sleep in a cold room, immerse yourself in cold water, which is something that I'm about to do on Long Island. It's almost June. The water is above 55 degrees, and I'm going to jump in. And that'll get my bat fat revved up. But another way to do it, we actually have a product at the Hoffman Center that we use for weight loss. And one of the mechanisms of this product is that it enhances brown adipose tissue activity. It's called Capsaicin Gold. It's an extract of a non-spicy hot chili. They figured out a way to take the bite out of hot chilies, Japanese researchers, in one of the largest nutraceutical companies in the world, Ajinomoto. And they made a product called Capsaicin Gold. Actually, we've talked about Capsaicin in the past, but Capsaicin Gold is now three times stronger than its predecessor. And it acts to suppress appetite and help some of our patients burn fat. So nevertheless, you know, obviously we're looking, the pharmaceutical industry is looking for some pharmaceutical drug that's going to help us do that. But meantime, we got to make use of what we have available. So the other thing, obviously, keeping your rooms darker, you know, setting a time where you turn out the lights or dim the lights, getting adequate sleep. People who are on night shifts, very notorious for gaining scads and scads of weight. That is a bad thing for the body. Not getting sunlight, natural sunlight, getting a messed up circadian rhythm. This is definitely bad for the body's fat regulation. So, all right. So, you know, you think it's the food. Well, yeah, to some extent, it may also be the light. Let's talk to David in Iowa. You're also in Iowa. How you doing? You listen to us via Shenandoah?
Well, it's called KMA. They call it KMA land out here.
Okay.
Anyway, I've got a problem. I've talked to a doc, and what an honor it is to talk to you. I've been trying for months to get a hold of you.
It's my pleasure.
But, anyway, if I had a doctor like you out here, I would, my problems would be over. I'm pretty young, and I got a problem with weight and fatigue. And I can't get muscle mass back. And, you know, out here, most of the people out here are just the opposite. You know, they're pretty healthy out here. So
Is it like a farming community where people, you know, kind of do a lot of heavy lifting?
Oh, yeah. They do a lot of lifting, a lot of eating.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, yeah.
So, you know, and I just feel kind of, well, at my age, I feel kind of, I don't know, kind of lost somewhere on getting some good advice and some
intelligent medicine. Intelligent medicine is what you're looking for. Okay.
Well,
so, obviously we'd have to do an analysis. You're what age, sir?
Pardon me?
How old are you?
70.
70. Okay. I like that you say that, you know, I'm not that old. Okay. Cause, you know, my definition of old is, you know, my current age. So anybody who's older than me is, you know, a little older. I can consider myself young. All right. So, you know, there are a variety of factors going on. I mean, you know, we can't just attribute this to old age, although there is a little bit of natural slowing down that occurs. Men often lose their testosterone at a certain age, so I would investigate that. I would also investigate your DHEA. You talk about loss of muscle tone. There could be something going on there. You could be suffering from some form of malabsorption for one reason or another. Your intestinal tract isn't efficiently absorbing nutrients. Or, very commonly, people your age develop what we call insulin resistance, which is elevated triglycerides, a low HDL, a bad cholesterol to HDL ratio, borderline blood sugars, hemoglobin A1C that hovers around 6, not quite diabetes, but on the way to diabetes. And then you get kind of an energy brownout because insulin's working hard to get sugar into your cells to produce energy, but it's not working. And a variety of deficiencies may occur. You may have deficiencies of carnitine or coenzyme Q10. Because these things are normally synthesized or made by your body, but the mechanisms by which these things are made sometimes slow down for one reason or another. There could be some kind of food intolerance that's causing you to feel schloggy. So, you know, we would kind of have to cast our net, as I do with patients who see me at the Hoffman Center in New York. And, you know, long ago I wrote a book, Tired All the Time, How to Regain Your Lost Energy. It's a sort of a systematic approach to how we evaluate the tired patient. And, you know, it's kind of an engineering problem.
Should I just come out to New York and get my exam out there? Because, you know,
we get patients from all over the country and, in fact, all over the world. You know, we've had patients from China, you know, Saudi Arabia. We've had patients from Europe, of course. And, you know, and that's sometimes helpful to get your program jump-started, and then maybe we can find a sympathetic physician in your area who's not going to poo-poo our recommendations and help follow them through. And, you know, through the miracle of modern communication, we can stay in touch and work with you. So, you know, that's a plausible way to work through your problem. You know, logistically, that's challenging for a lot of people. So you can go on a website and see if there's a nutritionally oriented physician, integrative doctor near you. It's my organization, my professional organization is called ACAM, A-C-A-M. just go to their website at acam.org and, you know, plug in your zip code and say you're willing to travel, 50 miles radius, and they may find a doctor in your area. I mean, it's a long haul, but it might be worth it.
Well, right. I got to hand it to you. You've helped a lot of people on your show. I'm telling you, I'm sure you have.
Well, thank you very much. And, please, there's a lot of free information available at our website, drhoffman.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and, you can stay apprised of important information. And then maybe bring some possibilities to the attention of your doctor locally, because that, sometimes patient comes up with an idea like, hey, doc, do you think I might have celiac disease? Well, I don't know. Well, I guess we could test for that, and turns out patient's right. Give it a shot. Thanks very much for calling and for your kind words. I appreciate it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684 for Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For years, you've relied on me to tell you about the latest and most effective natural products on the market. Leading the organic pest control industry, Cedarside has been creating natural solutions to insect infestations for nearly 20 years. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The only pest control you'll ever need. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go online to Cedarside.com or call now, 800-842-1464. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Cedarside.com has the safe and effective pest control products you need for your family, pets, home, and yard.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Lots of people taking advantage of our call-in opportunity at 888-302-3684. We got Claire from Springfield, Mass. Hey, Claire, how you doing? Hey, does Homer Simpson really live in your town?
they say so, huh?
he's from Springfield, right? But there's about 14 Springfields in America, so.
Oh, actually, I live in West Springfield, which is completely different.
Oh, excuse me. I mean, that's a whole different ball of wax. You're the nice part of Springfield.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay. So what's your question?
Okay, I'm calling about a product. The brand name is Terry Naturally, and the product is Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N.
Right.
And it has a turmeric and curcumin in it.
Yeah.
It's for pain.
Yeah.
And I have AFib, and I was taking it, but then when I found out that that one of the elements in it is natokinase, which is a blood thinner, and I'm already on a blood thinner, so...
Yeah.
This
is very interesting because, you're really hitting the sweet spot here because we just did an interview with an expert on precisely that product, which is BCM95 curcumin, brand name Curamin. We talked to Dr. A.J. Goel from Baylor University Medical Center. He is an expert. He's director of the Center for Gastrointestinal Research, director of Epigenetics, Cancer Prevention, and Genomics at Baylor. And he just did a study on precisely that. I'll get around to your question specifically in a moment, but I'm going to tell our listeners about this great interview. It's part of our Intelligent Medicine podcast series. You can find it at drhoffman.com. It's really amazing because he's a very mainstream scientific researcher who has investigated the properties of curcumin for cancer. But, we know that eating healthy foods and spices has a cancer preventive effect. I think that's pretty uncontroversial at this point. But what's remarkable about curcumin is that curcumin may be administered alongside chemotherapy to reduce something called chemoresistance. Chemoresistance means when all the chemo that you're throwing at a cancer does absolutely no good. And it usually happens well into the progress of conventional treatment for cancer. Initially, the treatment works like a charm, and then it stops working, and then no matter what you give the patient, the cancer just explodes. That's called chemo resistance, just like antibiotic resistance. The cancer cells adapt to the chemo, and they circumvent the killing effects of the chemo and evade them, and that's chemo resistance. And this study shows that BCM95 curcumin, this is a specific type of curcumin, but it may well apply to all forms of curcumin, helped to reduce resistance to chemotherapy in patients with colorectal cancer. Now, you're taking the curcumin for another reason. For, you know, curcumin is a versatile product. It has anti-inflammatory effects. You're taking it for pain. And the question is, and also you've got a mixed product because you've got a product that has curcumin and it has nattokinase. Now, what blood thinner are you taking for your atrial fibrillation? You know, when you have atrial fibrillation, you have to take a blood thinner because if you don't, you can get a blood clot. It can flip to your brain. It can cause a stroke. And so you got to take, at the very least, aspirin, often Coumadin, sometimes Xarelto, drugs like that. So what are you taking?
That was what I'm taking.
I'm sorry?
Xarelto.
You are taking Xarelto. Okay. Yes. So Xarelto is interesting in that there is no vitamin K prohibition with Xarelto. So often patients, to my mind, erroneously, they're told don't eat any green things, don't take any green tea whatsoever. Then they're going to be reft of important nutrients of, you know, that are found in these healthy foods. But Coumadin calls for somewhat of a reduction in your vitamin K intake because the vitamin K can revert. That's not the case with Xarelto. So Xarelto, well tolerated. Now, will nattokinase dramatically thin your blood in addition? Your question is actually not about the curcumin. Curcumin doesn't thin the blood. Will the nattokinase thin your blood dangerously? You know, I would say just take the curcumin. Don't take, what do you need to take the nattokinase for? If in doubt, just take the curcumin because your object is what? To treat pain, correctly? Correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't think the nattokinase contributes so much to the pain-relieving effects of the curcumin, which is a brand name for BCM95 curcumin. So just find a pure curcumin and take that. You know, you could take 2, 3, 4 capsules of that. And often there's a pain-relieving effect on arthritis because curcumin is one of nature's best anti-inflammatory nutrients. It's really fabulous for that. So give that a shot.
In other words, instead of taking the curcumin, to take a product of just pure curcumin.
The product that we use is called Meriva curcumin for our patients, Meriva, for our patients with arthritis. It works great. We also use it for other inflammatory conditions. And oh, by the way, it protects the brain, which is a wonderful property of curcumin. It seems to reduce inflammation of the brain. It may protect against neurological disorders like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease. It's a fabulous all-around product for its cancer-fighting effects, its anti-inflammatory effects, and overall anti-aging effects. So, but, you know, maybe nattokinase. I mean, I'm not saying that nattokinase is going to cause you to have a serious, dangerous bleed, but why even go there? That's not your goal. You're already taking a thinner, so take a product that doesn't have nattokinase added to it. Okay?
So that, how's that spelled? M?
Meriva, M-E-R-I-V-A, Meriva.
And is there a brand name?
Yeah, called Meriva Curcumin. And go to our website, drhoffman.com, and plug in Meriva Curcumin, and you'll find the product. All right, this is slightly disconcerting because a lot of people, well-meaning people, take probiotics. And according to a recent study, Columbia University Medical Center, you know, Columbia University is a major center for celiac disease research. They really do some very, very advanced work there, and we send some of our patients there for evaluation. More than half of popular probiotics contain traces of gluten, according to an analysis. Now, for people who are trying to avoid wheat, avoid gluten, because they are intolerant to gluten to a minor degree, this is not a big whoop, because there's maybe minuscule amounts of gluten. But for a patient with true celiac disease, that is very bad. Tests on 22 top-selling probiotics reveal that 12 of them, or 55%, had detectable gluten. So it's very important to find a product that is certified wheat-free, gluten-free, and we need more rigorous standards in labeling for probiotic products. I know that all the products that I recommend are carefully screened for gluten content, and you can be confident that they will not cause problems if you're trying to avoid gluten or if you're suffering from celiac disease. The article entitled Widespread Contamination of Probiotics with Gluten, and That is not a good thing for consumers. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks very much for joining us. Stay with us next hour because we got lots coming up, and we'll be taking your phone calls, 888-302-3684. We'll be back in just a moment.